Well, it's the beginning of the month and time for a look at conditions on the land. As usual, we've put in a call to our busy contacts right around the country, starting in Te Tai Tokorau, Northland, where farmers say it's been one of the kindest winters in living memory. There's been less rain than usual for this time of year. The markets are in good shape, with strong returns for store cattle. Calving has also been going well. Our agent contact says farmers across both beef and dairy are happier and more confident. Weather conditions continue to be mild in Pukekohe as winter draws to a close. Strong supplies of fresh vegetables have benefited the consumer, but growers have generally taken big financial losses. Later crops are looking good.
Waikato dairy farmers are in the middle of changeable spring weather as they near the end of calving. Good pasture growth means most farms are ahead of target, with supplementary feed reserves still high. Cow condition is good across the district and milk production is significantly up. Farmers are pooped from calving, but otherwise positive. Conditions are wet in King Country. Despite a drenching over recent weeks, it's been a brilliant winter, dry most of the way through. Our farmer contacts hard into lambing and has just sold some yearling cattle for a pretty price. Feed levels aren't too bad, though everyone's looking forward to more sun and a return to stronger pasture growth rates. Many Bay of Plenty growers have been busy at the horticulture conference held there this week. Many are talking about what a great winter it's been. The avocado harvest is just beginning and returns from the kiwi fruit season are just starting to roll through.
A hose from the heavens has been turned on Taranaki in recent weeks, especially this week. Those in the south are still quite dry though, and lower water table levels will be a worry leading up to summer. It's been a good winter for grass growth and feed is pretty plentiful. The warmer weather has brought bugs and bacteria growth, which has made calving a bit more challenging. Most dairy farmers are right in the thick of it. It's been a mixed bag for heifer replacements, but cattle prices are strong. Te Tai Rāwhiti East Coast farmers are feeling more positive after a few sunny days. It's the first time many have been able to get out on farm and do maintenance and cultivation jobs after the wet winter. Most farmers are ready for lambing with stock in good order and a reasonable amount of feed. The drop in interest rates is also good news, though commodity prices and high cost of sheep farming is still a worry for many.
In Hawke's Bay, grass is starting to grow again and crops are going into the ground. Some are well into lambing, though others have yet to start. Pregnancy scanning rates were down, especially in triplets, but those that have lambed did so easily and have had good survival rates. Stone fruit is starting to flower and there are plenty of daffodils about. Helicopters have been out already to protect young vines during frosts. There's been a bit of surface flooding across Manawatu Rangitike following heavy rain in recent days, but it's disappearing as the ground is still dry from the autumn drought. An ag consultant told us it's been an easy winter, with most farmers comfortable about feed levels. Calving is underway. Hill Country ewes have yet to start lambing. Store cattle remain very expensive. People are not expecting to make much from crops like wheat and barley this coming season.
Wairarapa has had a big turnaround after an autumn dry. A farmer based near the Tararua Range in South Wairarapa says he's had about 135 millimetres of rain in the last month. Overall, it's been a kind winter for growing grass and most farmers are in a better feed position than expected. He's not sure if this is due to warmer temperatures or if it's as a result of delayed autumn. Many are still under pressure though from poor returns on sheep and beef. It's a combination of depressed prices and high costs. Growers around Horu Whenua have had miles too much rain this winter, with north of 100 millimetres falling this last week. A grower says mild temperatures have been good for growth, but dull days have meant lesser quality. It's all go picking crops like broccoli, spinach and cabbage at the moment. Market conditions are very testy for growers though. For consumers, vegetables are probably the best value he's seen for a long time.
Across Cook Strait to the Tasman district, where it's been mild with some good rainfall. Lambs are being born and have a flush of feed to help them get a good start. Dairy herds are well through calving. Things are busy at a Tapawira hop garden. They've been putting up the strings needed for the binds to climb up. The hop grower's expecting lower demand this year, so he's leaving some parts of the garden fallow. That'll save effort and having to return unwanted crop to compost. Calves and lambs in the Marlborough Sounds have been experiencing a mixed bag of weather, from severe winds and rain to sunny, calm days. A farmer at Waitui says they have fence repairs, track maintenance and scrub and weed control on the to-do list. Sounds residents are enjoying the road improvements, but there's still a lot more upgrading to do in time for the busy Christmas period.
On the west coast, a dairy farmer at Lake Brunner says the weather's been atrocious this week, with rain, hail and even thunder. In just one day, the rain gauge recorded 105 millimetres. It's not cold though, so grass is growing well. Calving started about 3 weeks ago and is well over the halfway point. All the cows calve in a dry wintering barn. It's a lot easier for cattle and staff. And weather's also been mixed in Canterbury over the past month. Windy nor'west conditions pushed up temperatures and chillier southerlies brought the welcome rain across the plains. Our contact at Hororata says farmers are hopeful they'll get a good spring to counter the dry summer and autumn, which cleaned out supplementary feed stocks and forced many to buy feed in and source grazing. Milk pricing seems to be heading in the right direction. Lamb pricing needs to do the same, as he says. It's truly in the doldrums.
A Central Otago farmer in Ida Valley was busy fencing when we called. He'd had 25 millimetres of rain on Sunday. It was sorely needed, as there's not much baleage, silage or grain left to feed out to stock. Merino and crossbred sheep are being shorn pre-lambing. Some farmers are continuing to dump coarser wool because strong wool prices are so low. It's just not worth bagging, pressing and sending away. Everyone's head down, bum up in Southland. Lambing's underway. Calving on dairy farms is in full swing. Ground conditions are soggy after a good dose of rain last week. But once things dry out, farmers will look at getting winter paddocks turned over and spring crops in the ground.